Welcome to the Lord's Shower. Yeah, I thought that since I do a shower audios in Ireland, I should do one in Lourdes. So I'm sitting in a bath, not really waking. I'm doing this to wake up. I really should be going to the baths in Lourdes, joining the pilgrims and experiencing what that experience is like. But I'm not. I'm just in a bog standard small hotel, 3-star Lourdes bath. In fact, I'm so awake I can't even figure out how to stop it. That's better. I wanted to know how you stop the water coming out of the tap. This time the iPhone is not being covered in water. You know, the usual audio booths I do from the shower involve more sophisticated technology than I have available to me here in Lourdes. But I'm late for breakfast. I told my brother I'd meet him at 7:45 this morning. It's about 8:05 and I haven't left the bedroom yet. But there's absolutely no way I can function for the rest of the day. You know, my spiritual journey today would be very distracted if I didn't have this shower. So this shower is part of the pilgrimage. I mean, it is symbolic. Cleansing the body after a night of debauchery. Bit of an exaggeration, but I live in the tradition of exaggerating any point. And it certainly is going to wake me up. And it'll be good for other people too. Very thoughtful remark by me. Unlike me, really, I think, to be thinking that, well, I'm clean, other people will. The aroma that will come will be one that will be conducive to, it will just mean they'll ignore me, so that's fine. That's what you want. You don't want to make, you don't want to be a distraction to anybody else in Lourdes, really. You want to push their wheelchair, stand alongside them, but not interfere with their pilgrimage. Because in case you think that pilgrimage is going to a place and just being there, that's exactly what it is. But you have to be there. It's not like going there and observing. You have to stop being an observer if you're on pilgrimage. You have to move from the position of observer to the position of participant. Experiencer. And there's no rules governing experience. That's the great thing. Once you're present in the place, what comes to you in the form of thoughts, they're yours. They're you. They're your experience. They're unique. That's why no two pilgrims are ever the same, even though they appear to be doing the same thing. So two people on their knees in front of a grotto are as different as two snowflakes. Now, towels in a hotel. If I owned a hotel, I would put more attention into towels than anything else. The towels here are too small for me. I need two of them in order to dry myself. And God help those who are fat. You know, they get a lousy service in hotels when you can't even wrap the towel around you if you're big. Now, I'm not that big, but I do can see what would happen if I had another 4 inches on my waist. Okay, that's it. That's a good morning shower. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye for now. The next stop is a quick breakfast and a run, and I won't be running, a walk down to the grotto for morning mass at 8:30, which is in about 20 minutes. Bye-bye.